Yo, what it do, everyone? Welcome to my Anchor podcast. Y'all know who it is. Texas Made 3115, a.k.a. the crazy one.
This is serious.
Yo, man, I gotta get something off my chest. This shit really bothers me. When I go to the gym, I don't go to the gym to sit here and watch people make videos, pose in the motherfucking mirror all the time. Man, that shit drives me crazy. If you wanna be pretty, take your ass into the locker room and make them damn videos and pictures, man. When you come to the gym, it's time to get busy. You know what I'm saying? Don't be in there bullshitting with these damn photos and videos, man. I be wanting to slap shit out of folks when they be doing that. That shit bothers the hell out of me. I'm sure they think it's fine and okay, but to me, no. That's not cool at all, man. Man, like, do that shit on your own time. Do that shit when people just not in the gym. If the gym is empty, yeah, make your video. But when there's several people in here, you sitting on a fucking machine, taking a picture, making a video and shit, and you ain't even doing the exercise correctly, man, move your punk ass to the left and get your ass out of the way. Man, I ain't about all that trying to be pretty. I'm in the gym for my health. Because I need that shit. And I don't need these so-called pretty motherfuckers in the damn gym. Nah, man. Move over. I pissed the dude off today. Ask me if I give a damn. Nope. Because I asked you twice. If you was done with this machine, and you said you was done, you didn't get up. You said he wanted to take pictures. So you know what I did? I grabbed his damn phone and moved it over to another machine. Now you got to get your ass up and get out of the way. Bruh, there needs to be a limit on that shit. Motherfucker, you can't just sit on a machine and have a damn photo shoot or make a fucking movie. No. Tired of that shit. Come on, man. Just move your ass over. Get off the machine. You want to do all that shit, man, take your ass home. Shit's crazy, man. It just bothers the hell out of me. I know I'm not the only one that shit bothers, but shit, I'm going to speak on it because I don't care. You know, I know I have a violent mindset. I'm still working on that, everyone. But this shit right here drives me crazy, man. People got to come in the gym, work out. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to come in the gym and watch your ass parade around like a little bitch all the goddamn time. No, man. Get your ass out of the way. Get out of the goddamn mirror. Go do a fucking workout. You can do all that posing shit when you get home. Because half of y'all that be in there making these damn videos and taking these pictures don't even be working out. Going over to the water fountain, getting a handful of water, putting it on your face, talking about, oh, it was a crazy workout in your picture. Man, bitch, you ain't did shit. You came in the gym, put some water on your face, took a picture, did a few movements, then went your ass home. Wow. Really. Just cancel your membership. Go sit at home. Get chunky. Yeah, that's what you can do. Just take your ass home and get chunky. Eat away, motherfucker, because you're in my way when you're in the gym bullshitting. I don't care about your fucking pictures. I don't care about your fucking videos. I don't care about how many fucking likes you get. I really don't. Get your ass out of my way. Let me work out and take my ass home. Simple. The gym is not a motherfucking space for you to be trying to promote your bullshit. I'm like, you come in the gym, you work out, hit that shit hard, get a good sweat. You know what I'm saying? Kill your muscles, tear them up. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. You don't come in there parading around trying to be pretty and make videos, taking pictures. Fuck, man. Fucking idiots be on that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy. Just don't get it. But you know, everybody, just have to get that off my chest, man. You know, I'm gonna take a small break. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hit y'all with this little commercial break, man. I'll be right back in a little bit. Okay, I'm back. I'm a little bit more chill this time, everyone. But for real, real talk. Don't come in the gym being that person, man. Yo, I don't care if you sponsored by motherfucking Nike, Puma, whoever the hell it is. If you in the gym being pretty and I'm in the gym, I'm gonna come over there and ask your ass to, hey, move around. For real, move your ass around. Man, just get out of the way. You're taking up space. You know what I'm saying? Don't come to the gym being pretty. No. Motherfucker, no. Don't come to the gym throwing water on your face. Then taking pictures, doing videos and shit. No, man. Come in the gym. Work the fuck out. Make them motherfucking muscles grow. That's what C.T. Fletcher say. You know what I'm saying? Grow, motherfucker, grow. You know what I'm saying? When I go to the gym, I listen to that shit every morning. So I'm already amped. But to see you come in there, a few of you, several of you that be coming in the gym, you know what I'm saying? Posing, taking pictures. Doing videos. Man, cut the goddamn shit out. I'm telling you, if you want to piss a motherfucker off that really likes to work out, come in there and do that shit. Like I said earlier, man. Crazy. Just crazy nonsense. But let me tell you about this story real quick about the guy phone I took and put it on the other machine. This is how this started. So I'm over there hitting legs real hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm hitting the leg press, just killing it. You know what I'm saying? I get done. I'm like, all right, I need to get on these leg extensions because, you know what I'm saying? I had surgery not too long ago. I told my patella tendon, and the doc's telling me, hey, you need to build your thighs up so it can pull on that tendon and that muscle to keep your patella from sliding out of place. For all of y'all that don't know what the patella is, it's your damn kneecap. All right, cool. Yeah. So I asked this man the first time if he was done on this leg extension machine. He said he was done. I'm like, cool. So I went and got my little paper towel and cleaned up the little leg press. But he's still sitting on the machine. I'm like, all right, cool. Because there's a lady working out on the one next to him. So I asked him again if he was done. He said he was done. I'm like, all right. So I go throw my little paper towel in the trash. I turn around. This motherfucker's sitting on the machine taking pictures and shit. I'm like, no, the hell he ain't doing this shit. I just asked you nicely twice. I'm not finna ask you a third time. So you know what I did? Like I said in the first part, I walked my butt over there. I snatched his phone right in the middle of a picture, grabbed that motherfucker, and put it on the machine next to him. Right on time, ESPN. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, dude got mad. Like, he got real mad. Like, yeah, he got in his feelings. But I was like, yo, man, you just can't be sitting on the machine like that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I asked you nicely twice. Yeah, I was wrong for snatching your phone. But damn, it got your ass up to move. So he went and told the people at the counter that I pulled his phone out of his hand, that I was trying to fight him. No, bruh. Look at the camera. I snatched your phone out of your hand and put it on another machine because you sitting there posing and taking pictures. No, man, ain't nobody got time for that. If you say your ass is done, get your ass up, wipe your machine off, and keep it moving. Damn, how hard is that? You a grown-ass man. You can't just get off the machine. You done, right? Go get your little paper towel, spray the little shit on there, wipe it off to the best of your ability, then get your ass out of the way. Let somebody use the machine. You know what I'm saying? So they come talking to me. I mean, they know me well. Hey, Charles, you know, he made a complaint about you, so we got to come talk to you and everything. I was like, it's cool. I said, man, yes, I took his phone. I put it on the other machine. But I asked him twice if he was done. He said he was done. So, you know, I'm giving him his time to get up off the machine, but he over here start making a damn photo shoot. Like, damn. Come on, man. Get your ass off the machine. I'm trying to really get this leg right. Bro, I'm on a mission. So, you know, they didn't kick me out. You know what I'm saying? He just made a little formal complaint. But I'm pretty sure his ass gonna be in there again. And I guarantee you this time, when he see me, he gonna put that phone away. Because I ain't being Mr. Nice Guy no more. I already gave you a little bit of what I'm gonna do. So I bet he don't have that phone tomorrow. Out there taking pictures. Click, click. Oh, no, motherfucker. No. And the funny thing is, let me tell you, I don't body shame people because I'm not in the greatest shape. But this dude was in worse shape than I was. You know, he straight taking headshot pictures. People who take headshot pictures are not comfortable with in their own skin because they don't want nobody to see the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy, man. I don't body shame nobody because I'm not in the greatest shape of myself. You know, I'm not in the great shape of myself. You know what I'm saying? But, ooh, man, this ESPN app is hitting right in. Man, if that ESPN app don't stop going off and stopping my freaking recording, we're going to have a problem. I'll figure out how to shut it off. But thank you, ESPN. Shout out to y'all for giving me that, them updates on everybody. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But everybody, you know, I'm spazzing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But it's just be on my mind, man. It's been on my mind all day. Like, dang, how can I need to get this off my chest? But you know what it is, man. That's why I call myself Texas Made, aka the crazy one. You know what I'm saying? Dang. Whoo, Lord Jesus. It's just crazy, people. It's crazy. But you know, I'm going to let everybody ride out, man. Shit, I catch y'all on the next episode. All right, holla.